Talk to me. Hello. I can't hear anything. Hello.
Hello, I'm Gustavo calling from FIU. We are conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. I need to speak to one of the adults responsible for the household. Would that be you?
That is me.
Thank you so much. Is your home a single-family home, detached?
Yes.
Thank you. And do you own or rent your home?
I own.
Thank you. And please tell me, in what year was your home built?
1961.
Thank you so much. Have any upgrade modifications have been made to the property?
Yeah, it was built in 1961, like 8 years
ago. And what kind? For example, maybe roofing upgrades or impact windows?
We put AC in, new windows, patio, pool, repainted several times, new special garage door, hurricane proof, solar panels, solar water heater, solar flex capacitors, what else? Trying to go through all the windows, doors. I think that's everything.
All right, thank you so much. And how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
That'll be 28.
28, thank you so much. And have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following, maybe a tropical storm or a Category 1 hurricane?
Yes, many.
Well, in this case, I'm going to mention you a Category 1 hurricane or Category 2 hurricane or Category 3 hurricane.
Okay, all three.
Until, well, Category 5 hurricane?
I live through 5, yes.
5, all
I
right.
Have basically, I've been here long enough where I've experienced.
And can you tell me the name or the year of the Category 5 hurricane?
Oh, God, I think it was only a couple of years ago, and I don't remember the name of it. I think it was like 2019, 2018, something like that.
2019.
It might have been Ian. Yeah, it might have been Ian, but I don't remember. That's all
okay.
I mean.
All right. Thank you so much. And have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
No, we had very little damage.
And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable,
no.
Or not too vulnerable?
Not at all.
Thank you so much. And if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare?
Usually I buy a lot of beer and food snacks and just kind of ride it out. I'm usually in a safe spot.
Thank you so much. And when would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? It is when a hurricane watch is issued. It means that hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. Or when a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours. Or do you think your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours?
Food supply is about 48 hours, but the home is already always prepared. I've got automatic shields that cover the windows. So I just got to hit the buttons and they come down.
So you think that your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours?
Yeah, absolutely. It's prepared, ready to go.
All right. Thank you so much. And considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
100% certain, completely covered. A to B, on the 10, we are set, ready to go.
Thank you so much. And, well, please select your top three sources of information. As, for example, maybe the internet sources other than social media, or maybe the radio, the TV, newspapers, or print media, friends and family or social media as Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, or YouTube, or WhatsApp?
I use the neighborhood grapevine, which is all the neighbors get together and we talk. So we're like the main source of information because it's the most accurate.
Thank you. And you can select two more.
The wildlife with the birds are flying away. You need to time to move. What was that noise? That scared me. Is that a parrot?
You can select two more sources of information that you take into it.
I said, like the wildlife, if you watch the animals, especially the birds, you know when to leave if it's bad by following their migration patterns as the storm approaches. And then lastly, I would say probably like the newspaper.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
I already answered that, but 5, yeah.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank you so much. Have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm? Well, on this case, I can mention you as, for example, the cost of housing, maybe, or the loss of income or employment, or maybe the transportation cost, or the cost of insurance, or the cost of child care, or property taxes, or cost of food and other essentials. Or do you think that none of the above has affected, well, my hurricane preparedness?
Availability of food and essentials, like beer, alcohol, hot dogs, hamburgers, things like that, party foods, all that stuff gets bought up. So that stuff, which what I worry about the most.
Okay, thank you so much. And is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
It's right on the water, the coast. But it's 4 stories. So, yeah, right on the beach. What is that noise? Is that a parrot?
I don't know. But I am so sorry about that.
That's fine.
But in this case, related to the question, that is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone? It is none of them. It is near.
No, I said yes. It's on the beach. It's the primary flood zone.
So it's for both flood and evacuation zone.
Yeah. Yeah, but we never evacuate, though. We just ride it out. We don't.
All right. Okay, thank you so much. And what is the letter designation for the flood zone?
I believe it's A.
Is A. Okay. And what is the letter designation for the evacuation zone?
Honestly, I don't know that because we don't evacuate. I'm not sure.
All right. And when would you evacuate? Would you evacuate if a hurricane watch is issued, hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours, or if a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours,
when they warn you?
In a war.
Yeah.
When a warning is issued within 36 hours.
36 hours or more.
Thank you so much. And if you needed to evacuate, where would you go?
I'd probably go to Arizona.
It is to another state, right?
Another state, yes. Or another country, depending on what's going on for that week.
Thank you so much. And how many vehicles are available in the household?
We have 9.
How many? I'm sorry?
9.
9.
One
more.
All right. 9, yes. Yep.
Okay, thank you so much. And what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
I believe it's $7.3 million.
$7.3. All right. Thank you. Let me just, all right. Thank you so much. And
okay.
And well, how confident are you that you could come up with $7,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? I am certain.
$7 million.
So, on this case, with just $7,000, you are certain that you could come up with the full $7,000.
Yes, I could actually come up with the $7 million if I needed to.
All right, thank you so much. And how has your home insurance rate changed in the last year?
It's gone up about 11%.
It has increased significantly over 10%.
Of course, everything's increased. Our economy is horrible right now.
And what about the last 3 years? It has increased or it has decreased?
It's increased since 2020.
Yeah, it has increased somewhat from 1 to 10% or significantly?
Significant.
Okay, thank you so much. And what about the last 5 years?
It's gone way up since the last 5 years, yeah. Yeah, it was a lot cheaper 4 years ago.
Oh, so it has decreased or it has increased?
It's increased considerable.
Increased significantly over 10%?
Yeah, significantly. Over 40%.
And what about the last 10 years?
Of course, it's gone up about 10% over the last 10 years.
So it has increased significantly.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. And as a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Like, did you change insurance providers? Or increase amount of
deductible. Because they went up for everybody, not just one company. So it was the same everywhere. So I stayed with the same people.
And did you increase amount of deductible or decrease coverage?
No, stayed the same.
All right, thank you so much. And if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? Would you say that maybe the 100% I want to be insured for the full replacement value? Or
I'm currently insured for the full amount because of how much it is.
All right. And which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and homeownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Would you be moving to another home within the same county or moving to another county?
I wouldn't move. I would buy a fourth home. I own 3 homes already, so I would buy a fourth one if the real estate potential had a good upswing to it. Where it'd be very profitable for me to do that.
Do you think that you will be moving to another county within Florida or moving to another state? Or you wouldn't move from your
another
home?
Country. It'd be another country.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much. And in recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off?
I don't have a mortgage. I paid for my home in cash.
You maybe could say that, well, I have already dropped my insurance.
I have the insurance, so I don't have to pay it off if something happens again.
Okay, thank you so much.
But I don't have a mortgage. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. And if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? Do you think that is the federal government or the state government or the local government? Or do you think that government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
If you have insurance, the insurance company should man up and say what they say they're going to do, not the government. If I'm paying for $1 million of coverage, they better cough up $1 million within the first few days after that hurricane.
So do you think that the government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
No, only for people that like need the medical assistance and that kind of stuff. Yeah,
thank you so much.
The state, locally, and federal should be involved. But for, like, replacing homes and stuff, people should have insurance to do that or be able to afford to fix it themselves.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
I'd say 4.
Thank you. And the same question, how much confidence do you have that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
No, because it's very corrupt. No.
From using a scale from 1 to 5, how much confidence do you have of this?
1.
Thank you. And how much confidence do you have that new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
I don't say that again. I didn't hear the question in the background.
Yeah. How much confidence do you have that new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
Zero. Zero. They don't.
From 1 to 5?
1.
Thank you. And the same questions, but this time, how much confidence do you have that new developments take into account flood risk?
1.
Thank you. And by last on this part, how much confidence do you have that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
I would say 2.
2. Thank you so much. And next, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida? And do you think your property or finances will be affected?
No. Thing we go to see Earth, it's normal. It's not rising.
All right, thank you so much. And well, before to continue, let me tell you that we have completed the 76% of the survey. There is just a few more questions more, and well, I will try to be the briefly possible. And thank you so much for your time.
Okay, so you only have a few minutes. Once I park my car, I'm hanging up. So.
Yeah. No, don't worry. I will try to be the briefly possible. And well, most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters or 33 feet above sea level rise, and are especially vulnerable to flood.
Say that again. I didn't quite hear that over the bird.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters or 33 feet above sea level rise, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Are you extremely concerned, moderately concerned,
very little concerned?
Would you say somewhat? So would you say that you are somewhat concerned or slightly concerned or not at all concerned?
Not concerned at all.
Okay, thank you so much. And when you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important? As for example, I can mention you maybe because of the neighborhood or
the number of bedrooms, the bathrooms, the pool, things like that. How new is the AC?
And in general, about the place, maybe you can say as maybe the neighborhood or the schools. or crime or price or walkability.
Oh, yeah. I live in a gated community. So, yes, crime was a concern.
The crime.
So I keep the riffraff away.
And thank you. And you can select two more, please.
The scenic views and the ease of getting into like stores and things like that.
Like stores.
Yeah.
And okay. And well, one more. Maybe it said the proximity to other family, or the proximity to job, or the walkability.
Well, I'm retired, so I don't work. But yeah, family was a consideration too.
Okay, thank you so much. And how long do you plan on living in your current address? Maybe less than 1 year, between 1 to less than 3 years, between 3 to less than 30 years. Oh, okay, thank you so much. And finally, I just have a few general background questions, and we will be finished. Could you please tell me your age?
I'm currently 38.
How old are you? I'm sorry.
I'm 38.
Oh, okay, thank you so much. And what is your gender? It's just for quality purposes. What is your gender?
My gender? Oh, I don't identify as a gender.
Oh, right. Thank you so much. And including yourself, how many people live in your household?
Three.
And how many people are...
Do I have to include housekeepers and the butler? In that case, there's nine.
Oh, right.
Three families and the other workers.
And how many people are under 12 years old?
None.
And how many people are 65 or older?
Two.
Thank you so much. And what is your marital status?
Married.
Thank you. What is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household? Less than high school, some college graduate, or graduate?
I have a doctorate. I have two doctorate degrees.
Doctor. All right. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much. And are you of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
And what racial groups do you identify yourself with?
The human race.
Thank you so much. And what language is most often spoken in your home?
English.
Thank you. And please tell me, which is the income range for your household? It is under $20,000. $20,000 to less than $30,000, $30,000 to less than $50,000, $50,000 to less than $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, or over $100,000.
Over.
Thank you so much. And on this case, we have concluded the survey. I really thank you so much for your time and for your help. And well, that's everything.
What was the survey for again?
Yeah, it is because, on this case, your identity is completely confidential, and your answers will help Florida better prepare for the next time a hurricane approaches, and they will inform policy makers on how to cover the current situation.
Okay,
so, well, thank you. Thank you so much.
All right.
Have a nice day.
Bye-bye.